Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till you're back from over there. Gang, pull up an ear for something really different in Command Performance tonight. You know, so many of you have written us asking who were voted last year's best actor and actress by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, that we've decided to put you aboard the Command Performance magic carpet and whisk you right over to the annual ceremony being held at Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood. You'll hear the actual soundtracks while the movie scenes are being shown, the scenes which the stars were nominated to receive the Oscars. So, grab on, because we're taking you to Hollywood's most glamorous event at Grauman's Chinese. And here's your master of ceremonies, the man who gives away the Oscar while he himself gets the Mickey, Bob Hope.
Thank you very much. Save a little. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? Everybody in Hollywood is here, and of course there are a few tourists. Tourists, that's a guy who thinks Duel in the Sun is the only way to get a room in Palm Springs. I knew you were out there. I can see shadows. And of course there are the usual quota of jealous actors here at the Chinese. In fact, I know one who spent all last week in the desert trying to hire a snake to lead the hissing tonight. But they all wanted overtime, and I couldn't afford it. And Ray Milland and Crosby are both up for an award this year. Imagine four roses competing with old granddad. I should have opened with that. I should close with that, but I'll go on. I have courage. That's all. No joy. I'm not saying how the bells of St. Mary's affected Crosby, but he invites his friends over for open house Sunday, then passes the plate. I'm building. Nothing like gilding the egg. And I tell you, and it's been a great year for psychological pictures. No longer can a fellow act as How Does He Dream? But I want to tell you, I'm not jealous about anybody winning an award. You know, you have to be in a big budget picture to win one of these Oscars, one of these things, these motor meters. You really do. That's what I keep telling myself anyway. But I think I'll be in one of those big budget pictures because I've been talking to Paramount about my next picture, but they keep talking to me about my last picture. And now the film for the best picture of the year.
This is for the best motion picture of the year. There are five nominations. First, Anchors Away, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Dance with a cartoon character. Bells of St. Mary's, Rainbow Production.
Hello, here we all are in the stable. And we're very happy here in Bethlehem. And there's our star. Here's our angel. There's the shepherd. And here are the wise men. There, and there. And all here. And the neighbors are coming in, bringing their presents. Because it's his birthday.
What do you do now, Bobby? Sing Holy Night, perhaps?
No, Father. We have another song.
Oh, how's it go?
Happy birthday to you.
The Lost Weekend, Paramount.
Thank you.
Pierce, Warner Brothers.
Bye.
Anne Blythe is driving off in the car.
I want you to do me a favor.
Sure, what?
Stay away from Vita.
Why, what's the matter with me? Have I suddenly sprouted two heads?
I just don't want you to take her out so much, that's all.
Oh.
And it isn't funny. She's only 17 years old and spoiled rotten.
The last of the five nominations, Spellbound, Selznick International.
You're resisting a memory. What is in your mind?
I don't know.
Yes, you do. You're resisting it.
Don't start that again. Don't stand there with that wiseacre look. I'm sick of your double talk.
You're looking at the bed. What frightens you? White lines. When I made fork marks on a tablecloth, they agitated you. And the night you kissed me, you pushed me away because of my robe. It was white. It had dark lines on it. Try to think. Why does the color white frighten you? Why do lines frighten you? Think of white. White.
Yes, it frightens me. I can't look.
No, stand still. Look at the white spread. Look at it. Remember.
There are the five nominations for the Best Picture of the Year.
Ladies and gentlemen, the fellow who's going to present the award for the Best Picture is sort of a new arrival here in Hollywood. He's the head of the Motion Pictures Producers Association. Just recently joined our little bracket at $100,000 a year. And brother, that ain't Hayes. Here he is. Mr. Eric Johnston, right there.
Thank you, Bob. I'm delighted to be here tonight because everybody gets something. The lucky ones get Oscars and the rest get raspberries by Bob Hope. I like the spirit of spontaneous merriment with which Hollywood presents its most cherished award of the year. For as a matter of fact, we always know that humor is an antidote. It's always an anecdote, as a matter of fact, to conceit. We have been told for a long time that under the heady wine of success, some men grow and others just swell. And so this industry, in spite of its remarkable growth, has continued to grow and develop. As a matter of fact, it is on the threshold of its most magnificent accomplishments. Its greatest contribution to all mankind. And that is the reason tonight, without any expression of exaggeration, that I can say that a great motion picture is far more than just a product. It is a messenger of inspiration flashing across the silver screens of the world. As a matter of fact, it is something which is a part of every community in which it is shown. For a great picture is enduring like warm friendship. Its memory lingers long after it is gone. And so tonight it is my great pleasure to present another great picture, the Academy Award for 1945, produced by Paramount. Its name, The Lost Weekend. Bob, the play is the thing. On with the play.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mr. Johnson. I didn't mean to hand you any raspberries. I realize your position. I really didn't think he'd make it tonight. I heard he was in bed with Scarlet Street fever, but I do want to tell you. He's a wonderful man who's got a very responsible job. He is the man that tells all the studios what's cooking and how far they can turn up the flame. Uh, thank you, orchestra. Thank you. I want to present a fellow now that's going to present another award, a man that's really well-liked in our business, the president of the Screen Actors Guild, Mr. George Murphy, right here.
Thank you, Bob. Ladies and gentlemen, this year in our industry, there was a picture made that was a wonderful picture, and it carried a great message. But unfortunately, it didn't fit into any of the regular categories or classes for an Academy Award. This picture preached a great sermon of tolerance. It preached a great sermon of racial equality and religious freedom. And it did a great job with the audiences, had a tremendous impact. So the Board of Governors of the Academy have decided to make a special award for this picture. This award is to be presented to Mr. Frank Ross, the producer, Mr. Mervyn LeRoy, the director, and Mr. Frank Sinatra. The picture is the short subject, The House I Live In. And I'm going to ask Mr. Frank Sinatra, who's been a very busy boy here tonight, to come up and accept the award. Frank? Hollywood, Frank, people, there was great discussion about you. They said, this fella can't last. You've gotten over that. But I remember one night sitting and listening, and a lot of fellas were talking about who owns Sinatra. You remember that?
Oh, very well.
Huh? Well, for a while, we weren't sure. But I can tell you tonight, because I'm sure, the people of this great country, 139 million of them, own Sinatra. You have a great moral obligation to them, which you've accepted. Keep up the good work. You're doing a grand job, Frank.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Murphy. Ladies and gentlemen, briefly, I'd like to say that it's a wonderful house we all live in, and I hope that very soon we can make more pictures like The House I Live In, which will bring the same message. And that message, of course, it can't be said no better than in the lyrics of the song, and if I may, that we'd like to do it for you, The House I Live In.
Certain word, democracy. What is America to me? The house I live in, a plot of earth, a street, the grocer and the butcher, and the people that I meet, the children in the playground, the faces that I see, all races and religions, that's America to me. The place I work in, the worker by my side, little town or city where my people lived and died. The howdy and the handshake, the air of feeling free, and the right to speak my mind out, that's America to me. The things I see about me, the big things, the little corner newsstand, and the house a mile tall, the wedding and the churchyard, the laughter and the tears, the dream that's been a-growing for 150 house, the room, the pavement of the city, or a garden all in bloom. The church, the school, the clubhouse, the million lights I see, but especially the people. That's America to me.
Your wife can help you carry it home, Frank. I had a joke all set about him, but I mean the goodness of that award, it's so justifiable. I don't think I should tell it. It threw me out of gear. It wasn't much anyway. It's just that his head is suing his body for non-support, and I don't think I'll tell it. Probably wouldn't have gone anyway. Here we go. Film for the best actor of the year.
For the best performance by an actor, five nominees. First, Bing Crosby in The Bells of St. Mary's.
I knew a character once. A fellow named Elmer Hathaway. He and I went through school together. Or rather, I went through school. Elmer just stood still. I think he was 3 years in the eighth grade. Quite a boy. The teacher often wondered how he found his way to the schoolhouse. Sometimes he didn't. Kids used to make fun of him. He was sort of a dreamer. Sometimes he'd even forget what day it was, and he'd come to school on Saturday.
Next, Gene Kelly for his work in Anchors Away.
You, see? And I'm a Dane coming down the street. Pick me up. I'm a Dane, see? I'm coming down the street. Now, come on.
I beg your pardon, miss, lady. Could I possibly...
Oh, no. You gotta give it more.
Next, Ray Milland in Lost Weekend.
Yeah, Mr. Boynum? What do you want?
Let me have one, Nat. I'm dying. Just one.
I thought you was home writing that book.
They're playing a trick on me. A dirty trick, Nat. Give me one. I'll pay you when I can, only just don't let me die.
No credit, and you know it.
All right, charity, I'm begging you. Give me one, Nat.
Gregory Peck in The Keys of the Kingdom.
You see, I've long been aware of the difference between Angus and me. Angus is a man of great presence and great charm, at ease everywhere and with everyone. I've had scarcely more than, six friends in all my life. And those, except for one, were humble folk.
Cornell Wilde for A Song to Remember. Five nominees being Crosby, Gene Kelly, Ray Milland, Gregory Peck,
and now to present the award for the best actor is our lovely Miss Ingrid Bergman.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Milan, are you nervous? It's yours. Lovely weekend.
Ray Milan.
Wonderful, Ray. Congratulations. Surprised they gave it to him. I thought they'd hide it in the chandelier. All Paramount stuff. The committee has asked me to ask all the winners of the Oscars to please step backstage. They have some sort of ensemble ceremony. Please do that for the committee. Are you happy, Dory? Thank you. Now the film for the Best Actress of 1945. Please.
Five nominees again for the Best Actress. First, Ingrid Bergman in The Bells of St. Mary's.
Dr. McKay felt that you shouldn't know about this, but I've...
Thank you, Father. Thank you. You've made me very happy. I'll get well quickly now.
Of course you will, sister.
Of course I will.
And if you ever need anything, no matter what it is or wherever you happen to be...
I know. I just dial O. Romali.
Right.
Joan Crawford and Mildred Pierce.
I think I understand now. How much of a share would your pride require, Monty?
Please don't put it that way, Mildred. You know it hurts me to do this. I'm only doing it
for... How much of a share?
One third.
All right. Sold. One Berrigan.
Greer Garson in The Valley of Decision.
Barry, in all these weeks, I haven't had one moment alone with you. I wanted to tell you how deeply grateful I am for what you've done for Mother.
I love your mother, Paul.
My mother loves you, Mary. Mary.
Jennifer Jones in Love Letters.
Maybe you should only give me 5 sovereigns now, Alan. And the rest when I awake.
When you awake?
Well, it's true, isn't it? I'm only half a person now. We're both afraid of the same thing, Alan. There's no answer to that question. I love you. And I think I'll always love you. But I must try to remember. Don't you want me to remember?
Of course I want you to remember.
I didn't care before, darling, but I do now. I want to be your wife, real wife, completely. Only 5 sovereigns really belong to me now.
Jean Tierney in Leave Her to Heaven.
What were you thinking of? You never really cared for him. You only pretended to. What happened? Did he refuse to leave?
Don't, Richard. Don't.
Was that why you killed him?
I didn't mean to let him drown.
But you did, didn't you? You're a perfect swimmer. And the boat was so far away, and he was going down for the third time. You killed him. You let Danny drown, didn't you? Didn't you?
Yes. Yes, I did. I let him drown, and I'd do it again. I didn't want him around. I didn't want anyone but you.
And now to present the award for the Best Actress, Mr. Charles Boyer.
Best performance by an actress. Joan Crawford.
Jean Tierney. I'll take even that. Mr. Warner? Or the producer? Or who is it?
Michael Curtiz is going to accept.
Mike? Oh, yes. Mike Curtiz, right here. Stand back a little, Mike.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Crawford is very, very ill. She has a high fever, and I talked with her early today, and she asked me, in case she is fortunate enough to get this award, I should accept in her name, with her deepest gratitude, to you who made it possible, this highest honor and award for her. I thank you.
Very wonderful, Mike. That'll make Miss Crawford feel better, I'm sure. Wonderful. She won and nobody ever found out what Mildred Pierce did. You know that, Harry? Ladies and gentlemen, the committee has sort of an innovation this year. They're going to present all the Academy winners at the same time. You're going to get a look at all the talent that won the Oscars this year, right here.
The Academy Award Orchestra play You're the Top. The Academy winners are lined from wing to wing across the stage. The spotlights are playing back and forth. Even Bob has joined them now.
And there you have it, men. Right from Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood, the annual awards night of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. A star-studded parade of the talent you hear all year on Command Performance. The theater industry paying tonight its highest honors to the stars. We'll be back to answer many more of your requests on Command Performance next week, so keep those letters coming, huh? Good night. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service. Thank you.